Around the planet on the World Wide Web. Internet radio.
Enter Merlin! But beware. Do not interrupt his magic.
Well, hi, and thank you for joining us on Cauldron FM at this time of year, which is round the summer solstice. It's a solstice weekend. It also bears the name of Litha. And let's start off with a piece of music. I think that's the best way to start. And it's something by my very good friend Celia Ferran. And this is a track taken from her Breathe album, and it's called Everyday Goddess.
It's really no big deal. And it's Everyday Goddess.
She's a mother up to work. She is driving in her car. She's a goddess in the elevator, rising like a star. They say she's working like a man, but they don't understand. She's dancing with the goddess in her heart. She's that woman on the phone. She's smoothing out a deal, and though is aching, she's a goddess in high heels. She works 6 a.m. to 3, and it may be hard to see, but the beauty of the goddess runs deep.
It's really no big deal, I'm just an everyday goddess, doing all my goddess duties, trying to find a way. I am the maiden and the mother and the clone, but it's really no big deal, it's just another day.
She's a goddess in a skirt, long lean legs. She can drop you to your knees and make you beg. We are obsessed with her body, but we don't see that the beauty of the goddess lies beneath. She's a goddess on the job, a goddess in your bed, a goddess for the children, and she keeps her family fed. You must never treat her mean, always elevate your queen. She's the everyday goddess of your world.
It's really no big deal, I'm just an everyday goddess, doing all my goddess duties, trying to find a way. I am the maiden and the mother and the crone, but it's really no big deal, it's just another day.
Music with more music variety.
Cauldron FM, the sound of magic.
Internet radio.
The brilliant sound of Celia Ferran there. So I thought now I'd tell you a little bit about what Litha actually means. Litha is midsummer. It's the summer solstice, and it's usually around about June 21st, 20th, 19th, 22nd, something like that. It consists of various traditions, one of which is a fire lit in a house hearth and kept alight until midnight, brings good luck to the house occupants. Dreams will be more lucid on this night. It's a time to perform rituals for personal power and protection, to celebrate the Sun Lord's power. It's the longest day of the year, and the Sun God is at his strongest. The goddess is heavily pregnant, just as the earth is ready for harvesting. It also marks the waning of the year, as each day becomes shorter, heralding the onset of autumn and then winter. The summer solstice is the longest day. It is a time for triumph for the fight, or for the light. I beg your pardon. This is the time when the Oak King, the waxing year, is triumphed over by the Holly King, the waning year. The two are now one. The Oak King is the growing youth, and the Holly King is the mature man. Healings and love magic are especially suitable at this time. Midsummer Night's Eve is a good time to commune with the field and forest sprites and fairies. Lithur celebrates both work and leisure. It is a time for children and childlike play. It is a time to celebrate the ending of the waning year and the beginning of the waxing year in preparation for the harvest. It is a time to absorb the sun's warming rays, and it's a time of fertility, not only for humans, but also for crops and animals. Honour is given to the pregnant goddess. We celebrate the sun god's approaching fatherhood and honour him. Fairies abound, and it is customary to leave offerings, food or herbs, for them in the evening. Symbols of Lithur are fire, the sun, blades, mistletoe, oak trees, sun wheels, fairies. Altar decorations could include summertime flowers, love amulets, seashells, aromatic potpourri, and summer fruits. Nurturing and love are the key actions associated with Lithur, and this is a good time to perform a self-dedication ceremony. Colours associated with Lithur include white, red, maize yellow, golden yellow, green, blue and tan. Food for Lithur includes fresh vegetables of all kinds, lemons, oranges. Any orange or lemon coloured food or flaming food taken with ale, mead or any fresh fruit juice. May the Lord and Lady bless you with love, prosperity, health and well-being. Blessed be. Now, let's move on to another piece of music. And this is by a band called Corvus. And unfortunately, I know absolutely nothing about them. They sent me this demo track, said, hey, can you please have a listen to this? Which I did. I thought it was really good. Hence why I'm including it in the show. It's called The Call. And as I say, I hope you enjoy it. I know I do. Here are Corvus.
Descendants of the earth, hear nature's call. Travel back to your roots, this land is for all. Actions by humans
I was actually going to tell you on our Thanksgiving Day that you were one of the things I was thankful for and how much Cauldron FM has and does still mean to me. I listen to it often and it's like coming home. Cauldron FM, where the magic really happens.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cauldron FM with me, the Merlin. We're on our Lither show at the moment, the show for Midsummer. And that was the sound of Sometime Soon by Dan Lucas and Scott Jeans. And I absolutely know nothing about them. That's all I can tell you. Nice little jolly track. Loved it. Anyway, 21st of June. This is a piece that I discovered somewhere on the internet. And it says, by the time the people awoke, the sun was already high in the sky, and light filled the land. The fields and hills were lush with fruits of the earth, and the young of all the creatures skipped and played, carefree in the sunshine. The god and goddess had been joined, and wandered together throughout the land, happy and content in their love, casting a watchful and protective eye over the earth. The people enjoyed the summer day, planting the final seeds in an atmosphere of love and delight. As the evening drew on, the sun hung low and red in the sky, bathing the earth in a deep golden glow, and it seemed to be an evening where anything was possible. Everywhere they looked, the people could see the magic and miracle of the land, and they were filled with gratitude that they had such an abundant wealth. Enchantment was all around, and to the people it seemed that it was the perfect time to forget their past troubles. They gathered together and talked into the night about all the things they wanted to leave in the past, and they shared the ripe fruits and juices of the summer. It seemed as if the sun would remain in the sky forever that night. But when it did eventually sink into the distant hills, the people also slept, happy and content, and looking forward to the fruits of their labours of the last few months. I think that's absolutely gorgeous. So let's now move on with yet another piece of music. And this is by a band that I first met, oh my goodness, years and years and years ago. They were taking part in a Battle of the Bands contest that I had been invited along to. I knew the bass player, a guy called Steve. He was a market trader. And he said to me, if you're coming to the back of the Battle of the Bands, we're playing. So I said, yeah. I said, I believe you are. He said, have a listen to the vocalist. This guy does not know how good he is. And the guy's called Wayne. I don't know what he's doing now. I have no idea. Whether he's still singing or not, I don't know. But this is Fish King Lizard with Wayne on vocals, and it's a track called She Rules My Head. Hope you like it as much as I do.
great music that makes you want to turn up the volume loud.
Well, that was the sound of Fish King Lizard there, and She Rules My Head. Now I'm going to go for a piece by a local lady, and she's called Gemma. And this is a totally, totally different style of music to what you've just been listening to. This is bang up to date. It's a reworking in her style, which is sort of techno house, whatever. Must confess here that it's not my scene, really. But I like Gemma. I like what she does. And so I thought I'd give it an airing for her. It's a reworking, as I say, of a track with a company called LA Systems, and it's called I Have Nothing. I hope you enjoy it. As I say, I like it, but then again, my taste is rather weird. So enjoy. Gemma.
Change all my colors for you.
Cauldron FM.
Online.
The sound of magic.
The purple power of confidence bath. And what you'll need. Purple candles, as many as you like, but at least 5. Rose essential oil. Rose quartz or amethyst crystal. A small mirror. Light the purple candles all around your bath, so that they will cast pools of light into the water. Let the warm water run and fill the bath. When the bath is full, add 5 drops of rose essential oil. Make sure you drop them into the brightest areas of the water that are illuminated by the candlelight. Place a rose quartz or amethyst crystal in the water. This will increase self-love. lie in the water and relax. As you swirl the water in the pools of light, say, I exist. I am unique. I am of worth. I have many gifts. I value myself. I love myself. I am complete in myself. I treasure what I have and what I am, as I am right now. Now list your three favourite qualities about yourself. Continue to swirl the light pools, visualising the light flowing within you, making you a body of light and loveliness. Finally, make a wish for yourself. Get out of the bath and wrap yourself in a soft towel or robe and take out the plug. As the water drains away, say, doubts and sorrow flow from me. What I wish, I can be. Look at yourself in the mirror, framed by light, and you will see how your inner radiance creates true beauty that cannot fade. Carry the candles into your bedroom or living room and spend the rest of the day relaxing. Read a book, listen to music, or just dream of golden tomorrows as you gaze into the light. Blessed be. And I would like to thank Rose Ariadne for publishing that piece of working. I think it's very, very lovely. And although I haven't personally tried it yet, it is something that I do intend to do very shortly. So let's move on now with more music. And I'll be back after the next track.
Merlin.
Listening to the Merlin here on Cauldron FM, and that was the sound of Harry Larkin, taken from her debut album, and the track was called They'll Take Anything. Hope you liked it. She's a local girl, so Harry Larkin. Now, next track is it's the only track of theirs that I've actually got. And when I heard it, I was blown away by it, I have to say. Something just hit me with it. A very rare experience for me, something that I don't do very often, was I actually got up and danced to it. And that is just not in my nature at all. But whenever this track comes on, I get a beaming smile on my face, and you can often find me listening to it, stomping about the studio, having a darn good time. It's a sound of the Gypsy Nomads, who also went by the name of Frenchie and the Punk. And this is my favourite track of theirs. As I say, I absolutely love it. And I have spoken to them on more than one occasion and said, you know, best track you've ever done. And so enjoy the sound of the Gypsy Nomads and the Ogre Dance.
Cauldron FM, the sound of magic.
Music 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
Stretching the
that was Hobby Horse with a track called Fairy Queen. Hobby Horse are a band from America, well, a duo from America, actually, and they often appear live on the internet through one of these online performance sites. And if I find out what it is, I will let you know, because they are quite talented. They do a gorgeous version of Scarborough Fair. But that one was Fairy Queen, and that leads me quite nicely into the next little segment, which is to tell you that on the 23rd of July, over in Clovelly Village Hall and Grounds, there is the North Devon Firefly Fairy Fair and Ball. The admission to the daytime is free. There is a small charge for the evening, but during the evening there will be lots of live bands. During the day, there'll be performances as well, inside and out, I believe. There will also be craft stalls and that sort of thing. And it's just a really great day. Cauldron FM get involved with it and have been involved with it for the last couple of years. And at some point in the day, we will actually be there. We may even grab a couple of interviews, do a bit of live broadcasting from there. Who knows how the day will turn out. But that's the 23rd of July in Clovelly Village Hall and Grounds. And that's in North Devon, and it's the North Devon Firefly Fairy Fair and Ball. And just for Babs and Nigel, I got it right. I didn't fluff it up either time. I'm really proud of myself. And Babs, we were talking, if you're listening to this, of course, we were talking a while back, and you were asking me about different bands that I know and have worked with. And one of the bands that came up was a band called Incubus Succubus. And I don't normally play very much of their material, not for any other reason than I don't have very much of it, but I thought it would be nice to play one of their tracks now. So I have found one for you, and it's called The Song of the Siren. I hope you like it. I hope everybody likes it. This is Incubus Succubus and Song of the Siren.
Give up your will to me.
was Incubus Succubus and Song of the Siren, especially for Barbara and Nigel. And next up, we have girl band called Joan of Arc. And I came across those about 2 or 3 years ago, and they've suddenly sort of begun to explode on the music scene. And this is one of their earlier tracks called Seeds of Summer. I hope you enjoy it. This is the sound of Joan of Arc here on Cauldron FM, the sound of magic, with me, the Merlin.
We'll be right back.
Cauldron FM.
Around the planet on the World Wide Web.
The sound of magic.
So sadly, we're now reaching the end of the show. We've one more track to play. But before I go, I'd like to wish you a great Litha. I hope you have a wonderful time, that your celebrations go well into the night, and that you have a fantastic day to celebrate the solstice. I'd just like to say that all the music has been kindly given the permission to be played by the artists, and would like to thank them. Thank you very much for listening. I'm the Merlin. This is Cauldron FM, the sound of magic, coming to you from North Devon in England, but spreading its wings around the globe. Till the next time that we speak, I'll leave you with the sound of Molly Unfaithful and their track, The Mistress. Blessed be.
Music of your life. Music 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
Cauldron FM is a Moonshadow Media production.
Yes, one take!